This is The Green Room, your weekly dose of arts and culture from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. The song you're hearing is called Lady of the Moon, and it played last night on a New Age music show called Repose. Frank Slaughter has been producing Repose for Classical IPR for a long time. In fact, longer than I've been alive. He's now in his 29th year producing the show, and Frank has seen the New Age music genre evolve to the point where some people now call it zone music.
I think they felt that New Age was turning a lot of people off because of, you know, like the Space Cadet show or something.
Whatever you call this kind of music, you've been able to hear it on Repose every Saturday night for almost 3 decades. And now, you can hear it every weeknight as well. When Frank was hired by IPR back in 1986, it was to read the news and sell some advertising. I asked him how that eventually led to him producing his own music show.
Back then, we didn't have as many purchased programs. All Things Considered, Morning Edition, stuff like that was around then. But there was, you know, a lot of time to fill with locally produced programs. And Ed Catton, who was the program director, one of our weekly meetings, he said, well, you know, if you'd like to, you know, do an hour show, just put together a pilot and I'll listen to it and we'll see where we go from there. So at that time, George Winston was just becoming popular, and they called it New Age music back then, but it was in its infancy. And I really liked the George Winston stuff, so I thought, well, you know, that's what I'll do. Back then, there was very limited resources. I had maybe, I don't know, 15 or 20 LPs, and they were just starting to, CDs were just starting to come onto the market and take over the thing, which I know is ancient history, but I maybe had maybe 20, 25 CDs too. So it was pretty sparse. But the way I approached it was, rather than do an intro and extra on each piece, is to kind of set a mood by introducing the first couple pieces and then play the music straight through and let everybody just kind of chill out and then come back at the end and, you know, give them a rundown of what they heard.
I'm curious to know what attracted you personally to that type of music.
Well, yeah, I'm really kind of a classical music guy. I do like some jazz, some smooth jazz especially, but I don't know. I guess it was just the introspection evoking qualities of it. I guess that's pretty much what I liked, just to be able to put something on and not really think about it too much and just kind of kick back. You know, that's really what appealed to me. There's a website called newagereporter.com, and I post my playlists every week on that. And then it's for industry, you know, recording studios, recording companies, artists that are doing a lot of self-produced stuff now. And they check to see who's playing what, and then they fire their CDs off to me. So I get about 10, 15 CDs every week now. So I've got, I think, well over 400 CDs at home of this stuff now after all these years.
What's your criteria for picking and choosing? You have a huge selection to work from now. What is it that you look for when you produce a show?
I guess the bottom line is I just look for what I like to listen to. And, you know, I usually will start the show out with pieces that are a little more upbeat and gradually taper it off until they're really pieces that you would kind of drift off to sleep, which I always think my people are probably sound asleep by the time I get done with my show. But and a lot of people like that, you know, they like to drift off.
Do you have a favorite group, Frank, that you find yourself continually playing?
Secret Garden is probably one of my, over the years, has been one of my favorite groups. They're not so well known in this country, but they're big in Europe. Thank you. played them religiously throughout the years, ever since they started, probably for the last 20 years or so. Close the show with, Maureen, if you're listening, turn on the side light. I'm on my way. A lot of people say they always listen for that closing, and that kind of ends their week.
Tell me about that closing that you do. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, I've done that from almost the very beginning. And back in the 60s, there was a radio station in Detroit where the guy said something similar to that. That's where I got the idea for it, Don Alcorn. He used to say something like, it's been a long day, but the kid's coming home, something like that to his mother, so I kind of got that idea, and I've been doing it ever since.
Frank Slaughter, host of Repose, thanks for joining me today.
Well, thank you so much, Dan. I appreciate you having me on.
You can hear Repose every weeknight from 11 to midnight, and still on Saturdays from 10 to 11 on Classical IPR. For more info on Frank and his show, head over to our website, interlochenpublicradio.org. This is The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Keep on going, don't stop. Take it over the top. Squeeze out every last drop. Make each note really pop. Give me one final... So speaking of locally produced shows here at IPR, Show Tunes with Kate Botello is in its third season. The show was born when a listener donated his old vinyl collection to the radio station. And get this. It includes every Tony-nominated musical from the 1940s to the 1980s. Every week, Kate curates from that collection and more to bring you some of the best of Broadway. This week, here's some hits from Finding Neverland and Gypsy, plus a number from Andrew Lloyd Webber's School of Rock. Kate Botello hosts that show on Sunday night from 7 to 8 on Classical IPR. This has been The Green Room from Interlochen Public Radio. Peter Payette helped edit the show. I'm Dan Monsura. Have a great weekend. Expertise.